The Inevitable, Understanding the 12 Technological Forces That Will Shape Our Future. Author, Kevin Kelly. Age of Inevitability. Inevitable is a strong word. It sends up red flags for some people because they object that nothing is inevitable. They claim that human willpower can deflect and control any mechanical trend. And when the notion of the inevitable is forged with fancy technology, the objections to a preordained destiny are even more fierce. But the kind of inevitability we're speaking of here in the digital realm is the result of the momentum of an ongoing technological shift. The strong tides that shape digital technologies for the past 30 years will continue to expand and harden in the next 30 years. Creating allies. Banning the inevitable usually backfires. Prohibition is at best temporary and at worst counterproductive. A vigilant embrace works much better. Our intent here is to uncover the roots of digital change so that we can embrace them. Once seen, we can work with their nature rather than struggle against it. The 12 Inevitables. We've waded through the myriad technological forces erupting into the present, and we've sorted their change into 12 verbs. These motions are overlapping forces, each codependent upon and mutually accelerating the others. They are a unified field of motion. But they are also trajectories, not destinies. They offer no predictions of where we end up. They tell us simply that in the near future, we're headed inevitably in these directions. 1. Becoming. Technology is taking us to protopia. Protopia is a state of becoming rather than a destination. It's a process. In the protopian mode, things are better today than they were yesterday. Protopia is hard to see because it's a becoming. It's a process that's constantly changing. It's difficult to cheer for a soft process that is shape-shifting, but it's important to see it. The problem with constant becoming is that unceasing change can blind us to its incremental changes. This future blindness may simply be the inescapable affliction of our modern world. We enter into a permanent and ceaseless present without past or future. 2. Cognifying. It's hard to imagine anything that would change everything as much as cheap, powerful, ubiquitous artificial intelligence, or AI. The advantages gained from cognifying inert things would be hundreds of times more disruptive to our lives than the transformations gained by industrialization. We'll use the growing smartness of AI for all kinds of humdrum chores. We'll be able to reach this disrupted intelligence in a million ways, through any digital screen, anywhere on Earth. The arrival of artificial thinking accelerates all the other inevitable. 3. Flowing. Our civilization's previous economy was built upon warehouses of fixed goods and factories stockpiled with solid cargo. These physical stocks are still necessary, but they're no longer sufficient for wealth and happiness. Our attention has moved to the flow of intangibles, like copies. The digital economy runs on a river of freely flowing copies. Once a copy is introduced, it will continue to flow through the network forever, much like electricity in a superconductive wire. But what counts isn't the number of copies, but the number of ways a copy can be linked, tagged, bookmarked, translated, and enlivened by other media. What counts is how well the work flows. The move from stocks to flows, from fixity to fluidity, isn't about leaving behind stability. It's about harnessing a wide open frontier, where so many additional options, based on mutability, are possible. 4. Screening. In ancient times, culture revolved around the spoken word, the oral skills of memorization and recitation. We were people of the word. Then, about 500 years ago, orality was overthrown by technology. We became people of the book. But today, more than 5 billion digital screens illuminate our lives. We're now people of the screen. People of the screen tend to ignore the classic logic of books or the reverence for copies. They prefer the dynamic flux of pixels. People of the book reasonably fear that books, and therefore classical reading and writing, will soon die as a cultural norm. If that happens, who will adhere to the linear rationality encouraged by book reading? Who will obey rules if the respect for books of laws is diminished, to be replaced by the lines of code that try to control our behavior? 5. Accessing. Advanced technology has enabled instant borrowing through which the most ordinary citizen can get hold of a good or service as fast as if they possessed it. Access is so superior to ownership in many ways that it's driving the frontiers of the economy. One technological trend that accelerates this long-term move toward accessing and away from ownership is dematerialization. Dematerialization means using less material for greater value. On average, most products have undergone dematerialization. The liquid nature of services means they don't have to be bound to materials, but dematerialization isn't about digital goods. The tangible is replaced by intangibles that do the work that more aluminum atoms used to do. 6. Sharing. Wikipedia is just one notable example of an emerging collectivism. Wikis are a set of documents that are collaboratively produced. Their text can easily be created, added, edited, or altered by anyone. Widespread adoption of the share-friendly copyright license, known as Creative Commons, encourages people to legally allow their own images, text, or music to be used and improved by others without the need for additional permissions. 7. Filtering. Google is the foremost filter in the world. In addition to filtering the web, it personalizes search results for you and will customize them for your exact location at the time you ask. It filters the content of 60 trillion pages about 2 million times every minute. Anywhere we want personalization, filtering will follow. The filters have been watching us for years. They anticipate what we want. Thing is, we don't know what we want. To some degree, we'll rely on the filters to tell us what we want. Not as slave masters, but as a mirror. 8. Remixing. Real sustainable economic growth doesn't stem from new resources, but from existing resources that are rearranged to make them more valuable. Growth comes from remixing. Innovators recombine simple earlier media genres with later complex genres to produce an unlimited number of new media genres. The accelerating fluidity of bits will continue to overtake media for the next 30 years, furthering a great remixing. 9. Interacting. Virtual reality, or VR, is a fake world that feels absolutely authentic. A VR experience in 2016 can make it very difficult to determine how real someone online is. Outward appearances are easily manipulated. The normal tests we use to prove who we are in the digital worlds, such as passwords and CAPTCHAs, no longer work very well. So, what's the better solution than passwords? You, yourself. 10. Tracking. The internet is the world's largest tracking machine. We tend to be uncomfortable being tracked because we don't know how much about who's watching us. We've no say on how the information is used. The relationship is unbalanced. Ubiquitous surveillance is inevitable since we cannot stop the system from tracking. Over the next 30 years, the great work will be parsing all information we track and create into their most primeval elements. This vast ocean of informational atoms can be modeled into hundreds of new forms, novel products, and innovative services. 11. Questioning. When you grow up having always known that such a thing as Wikipedia works, when it's obvious to you that open source software is better than polished proprietary goods, then these assumptions will become a platform for a yet more radical embrace of the Commonwealth. What once seemed impossible is now taken for granted. Now we have a different approach to our thinking. We go looking, searching, asking, questioning, reacting, and leaping in. We act on ideas instead of thinking on them. For some folks, this is the worst of the net, the loss of contemplation. Others feel that all this frothy activity is simply stupid busy work or illusionary action. 12. Beginning. Future people will envy us, wishing they could have witnessed the birth we saw. It was in these years that humans began animating inert objects with tiny bits of intelligence, weaving them into a cloud of machine intelligences, and then linking billions of their own minds into the single supermind. We are the creators of the beginning. Sharing, though excessive to some now, is just the beginning. The switch from ownership to access has barely begun. We'll be tracked 1,000 times as much in the coming decades. None of this is final. Masters or slaves? In the future scenario, AIs don't get so smart that they enslave us. Rather, AI and robots and filtering and tracking and all the technologies we outlined earlier, human plus machines, converge. And together, we move to make a complex interdependence. It's a new regime, wherein our creations make us better humans, but also ones we cannot live without what we've made. The particular brands, products, and companies that will surround us in 30 years are entirely unpredictable. But the overall direction of this process is clear and unmistakable. In the next 30 years, the Hollows will continue to lean in the same direction it has for the last 30 years, towards an increased version of the 12 Inevitables.